there were just some play calls that could have gone either way, and just happened to look we were getting, you know, the couple touchdown, the fade routes were, the look went to, told me to go to him. And we went to him twice in a row. One time, the second time he made the catch, and then later on in the game he made another catch on the same play. And we just barely missed connecting a couple times too. So, you know, he's a big play guy, and really the run is the one I'd like to see, because he made a guy miss and took off. That was a sweet run, one of the nicest runs I've ever seen, and he's playing big for us, so keep that up, we'll be all right.
You seem to go after 24 quite a bit. You said it wasn't really by design. That way.
Yeah, it just happened. In fact, the first play of the game, I was supposed to go after 26, and I went to Javon. So you probably can understand why now.
As a quarterback, how does it feel to have a weapon like him on the field?
It feels good, you know, because guy, you have to respect him. You get defenses that will have to roll to him to cover him up. Usually, you know, take a corner of safety out of the run game, and then that gets other guys involved. And then, you know, when you do have him man-to-man, one-on-one, you hope you have the right call. And in this case, this game, we had some good calls that got him one-on-one, and he, you know, came up with the big plays. So hopefully we can continue to do that. Yeah, I mean, there's some things I could have done better, but, you know, all said and done, we got the W, and I think you guys know where I come from when it counts, stats or wins. I'd rather have the wins. So we came out of here with the W, and that's all I really care about. Get ready for next week. You know, it feels good, you know, but whatever game plan we're in and however the game goes, for a quarterback, you got to manage the game, and that's really what it takes in this league, whether you're taking shots and scoring a lot of points or you're just eking them out. I think quarterbacks got to manage the game, and I've tried to do that, and this week, you know, we had a great game plan to take some shots. We didn't move the ball real consistently and go on long, long drives, but we had big plays, and I like the big plays. I'd rather have, I mean, you got to have drives that last a while, but you got to have big plays, too, to soften defenses up. I don't think about that stuff. That's what you guys think about, I think, because when you're playing, you don't go, oh, I can't turn the ball over. I don't want to throw an interception here. You go play football. And I got lucky, the one that got overturned. So, you know, when that happens, that's a, you know, quarterback likes that when that ref comes back and says he doesn't have possession. But, you know, you're not thinking about that. And it's like if you're a pitcher having a no-hitter, you're not thinking about getting him a no-hitter. You just get in the zone and keep playing.
I think you appreciate having Javon as a weapon, but you're looking on the other side of all the champ. You guys got two most exciting, dangerous players
in
the NFL. You got to love watching.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's tough because, you know, sometimes I don't get a chance to watch the defense a whole lot when we're over, you know, scheming and game planning. But, you know, get to go out and to watch Champ every day in practice. I mean, even in camp and all that, he's an amazing player. And, you know, you take shots at him, you can get him once in a while, but he's going to make you pay. And he did that today. He came up with some big plays.
I'm going to fade with the wrong that scored. Just before that, you ran the same play. Did you know you had it?
Yeah, you know, this game was a lot slower than last game. I mean, I looked up and there was still 10 minutes left in the second quarter, and it seemed like we played a lot of football, kind of because we got the ball quick and scored. And you know, last week against the Colts, I looked up and it was almost halftime already. So, you know, games take different courses. And, you know, I as a player, you don't get too caught up. You know, a couple of people came to congratulate me with a few minutes left. And I just said, hey, please, you know, when it says 0-0-0, you can come say good game. Because I've been in too many games where hey, great job, you know, good game. And then, bam, bad stuff happens. So I'm, you know, focused on trying to close the game out and continue to play well. And big game environments are fun, but you got to treat it like a game as best you can.
The Steelers were kind of on the ropes and ready to be knocked out with where they've been this season.
You know, they're a great football team, and, you know, I think it just shows, you know, turnovers, when you're losing turnover battles, it's hard to win in this league because their defense is very stout, very tough to do much against. And, you know, as you can see, their offense can move the ball. It's just, you know, I told Ben, hang in there. You know, keep pushing, and good things will happen. But we knew that they needed to win this game. You know, when you're sitting at 2-5, you know that you can't lose too many more in the AFC and have a chance to make the playoffs. So, you know, we wanted to just come in here and get a win, get back on a win streak, after we lost last week.
Nick, I have to take a few more, from your other teammates, but having Javon, what's that like to have a weapon? How comforting is that for a quarterback, knowing that you got a guy that every time you touch the ball, you really, it's not an exaggeration.
You came late, didn't you?
I did, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Javon might need some treatment. I'm jocking him pretty hard right now, but he's playing great. I think defenses have to respect him, and when they do, other guys step up. And when he's getting one-on-one, we're having the calls to go to him, and some calls that we can adjust. And he's making plays, and that's why we brought him in here. And we got to get him the ball in the air, and it looks like we need to get him the ball on the ground too, because that run he had was pretty amazing.
One more by Dave going in.
There's some things we can do better. There's always going to be stuff we can do better. I don't think I can't remember an offense that's done every single thing top of the league and perfect. I mean, we're doing pretty good here and scoring in the red zone, better at third downs. This week we didn't run the ball as well, but we were able to make big plays. So somehow, some way, whatever it is, our offense is finding a way to get it done. And I think whether that's having four drives of 80 yards or plus, or making big plays, however it is, find a way to get it done, and that's what we did this week, and that's hopefully what we can continue to do.